Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Empire Radio. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we have with us at the round table, she is the owner and physical therapist at Orthopedic Physical Therapy. It's none other than Dr. Tracy Adler.
Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Tracy. How are you today?
Good.
Awesome. So tell us, Dr. Tracy, who are you and what do you do?
I'm a physical therapist. I've been a physical therapist for 38 years. I see a lot of people with chronic pain. I do a technique called trigger point dry needling. And I have a clinic in Richmond, Virginia. It's been open for 32 years.
Dr. Adler, what made you want to go into physical therapy in the first place?
When I was 13 years old, I volunteered at a school for handicapped kids. And just decided that I wanted to work with kids in that manner. And I looked into physical therapy school, and I never changed my mind. And I was 21 when I graduated physical therapy school. And I still love what I do.
What do you feel, if anything, differentiates you as a physical therapist from other physical therapists around?
Me and the therapist at my clinic, we only see people one-on-one. We don't schedule multiple patients at the same time. We're all what is called a manual therapist, so we do hands-on techniques. We're very focused on trying to find out what is causing the patient's pain, discomfort, or dysfunction versus just treating the symptoms. When somebody comes to our office, they don't just go get on a bike or an exercise machine or something like that. They are one-on-one with the physical therapist. And I think a lot of clinics now are not like that. They're very overbooked, and the patients spend more time with a non-physical therapist, an aide or somebody else.
You know, I attest that wholeheartedly. I've gone to physical therapy before, and it's a fact, you know. When you go to physical therapy, the majority of the time, if you're not going to one like Dr. Tracy's, you're often seeing someone who is not a physical therapist, someone who is not well-versed in their practice. Why do you feel that is?
Well, I think some of it's financial. Obviously, the more patients you can see in the same amount of time, you're going to make a lot more money. But to me, the negative side of that is the people tend to not get better as fast. I've said since I opened up my practice that hopefully people come for my hands, my brain, and not necessarily the equipment that we have in the office. We see a lot of patients that have been to other physical therapy clinics before, and I'm not trying to diss other physical therapists, but we just do things differently, and we have since I opened up the practice.
Do you feel that your approach to physical therapy is for everyone?
Well, I would say that there's patients that are recovering from, say, total knee replacements or joint replacements, and we're not set up for that because we don't have all the equipment. I would say that there's patients that have neurological or spinal cord injuries or things like that. We're not a place for that. So physical therapy has become relatively specialized. So there are physical therapists that specialize in different types of treatment and different types of patients. So if somebody would call my office and they wanted to be rehabilitated after a stroke, that's not the kind of patient that we see, and I would refer them somewhere where I thought they would get the best treatment.
What do you feel is something that you want people to know or see or feel as soon as they walk into your physical therapy practice?
Well, considering that we've been voted Best Bedside Manner Award 4 years in a row by a local magazine, I feel like when people come into our office, they feel like they're being noticed. They feel like they're being taken care of. you feel like you're being listened to, you feel like you're not a number.
Mm. Do you feel that that approach, that, that, you know, focus on your clients is your secret to success?
Yes.
Wow.
I've spent more time feeling that our practice markets itself, that our patients go out and tell other patients, and not necessarily spending my time spending money on advertising and going out and meeting doctors. It's, my practice has grown over the 32, almost 33 years by word of mouth.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. You know, and it speaks volumes of you and your practice, Dr. Tracy. We want to send everyone to your website, which is Orthopedic PT. That's PT as in physical therapy, PT Inc. as in INC as in incorporated.com. That's Orthopedic PT INC.com, Orthopedic PT INC.com. You can also go ahead and email Tracy. Tracy is spelled T-R-A-C-E-Y. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y at orthopedicptinc.com. You can also phone the practice directly at 804-285-0148. That's 804-285-0148. Thank you so much, Dr. Adler, for coming on. It's been a pleasure to have you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Of course. And to everyone else, we'll be back right after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.